All right. WineCellarMedia.com. It's situations and circumstances, this, that, and the other.
This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give. This show is brought to you by the fuck that Father Teresa does not give.
It's Free Thought Thursday. It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar. You were the sweetest thing that I
ever knew. But I don't care. Like that little bitch, Eminem. Like that little bitch, Eminem.
They will get up every day, they will kill somebody and go have some chicken at KFC. Won't you pick the pieces
up, cause it feels just like I'm a walking on broken glass. Politics is weird and creepy. And now I know lacks even the loosest attachment to anything like reality.
This show is fucked up. I'm living in an empty room with all the windows smashed. And I've got something left to lose. This live broadcast and archived chat room is being hosted by the Secular Sisters at secularsisters.org. It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar.
This show is so reverse racist. When we're not on the show, Father Teresa yells at me. This show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan when I'm on the show. This show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on the show.
Indeed.
We have a new co-host.
Right. WineCellarMedia.com. Podcast audio going. YouTube going. Jamal, the big orange motherfucking cat, uncouth and purring with his mouth open.
Yes. He would like to co-host with us today, I think.
Well, nigga, what you gotta say? Fucking big ass Jamal. That is 15 pounds of big nigga in the house. Doesn't want to hang out with his sons, Killmonger and Lightskin Killmonger. I'll get up and let him in the room. I will let Killmonger and Lightskin Killmonger in here.
He came in here to get away from his kids. You kidding me?
And that's why the name of their band is Jamal and These Damn Kids. That's a great name for a band.
Yeah. Oh, all right. I'm free. He got off my lap. All right.
Oh.
I mean, he was knocking shit over. Fucking knocked my phone over. Almost knocked a tablet over. Almost knocked my water over. Damn.
All right. Phoenix Kalita, you made the show notes. This is a Phoenix Kalita, Uppity Negress from the Twitters.
Yes.
Uppity Negress, two P's, two T's, two S's. Me on the Twitters. I actually am somewhat on a weekly basis active from the Black Podcast Twitter, Wine Cellar Media Twitter. You can find it. Michael Graham has been tweeting out old, like, not old episodes, but just like putting niggas up on the archives, and that's dope. It's like getting niggas ready. Like, Wine Cellar's gonna be down with this Actify joint.
Yes.
Rocking this shit. And so you can check niggas out on Twitter, or also what is it, Wine Cellar Lady and Wine Cellar Man?
I believe that's what she said.
That's
yes.
what Patty says. All right. I looked at, oh, you know what? I didn't look at your show notes thread. I looked at what you put on the website, and I was like, that is disturbingly awful.
Which one?
Oh, basically all of them. That's why we have trigger warnings. Yeah, the shit is... If you go to winecellarmedia.com to check out some shit, some of the latest shit, extra mega trigger warning on your way in.
Yes. So I didn't go specifically for the show notes thread for what I put up there today.
Yeah.
Because I did put some stuff up, but it was more of a, this is stuff that I've had and we just haven't quite gotten to all of it yet, so this is things that have been up over the last couple days.
Fuck.
Yes.
All right. This is a Thursday news dump.
It is a Thursday. There's a lot of, I have a lot more time to look at news now.
Wait, you have a lot of what?
I got time, cuz.
Because I'm going to keep it G real. I don't fuck with you because you disrespecting me. You disrespect my hood by telling me take off my flag, asking how gangster I was, nigga. You lucky on that day I was acting cool, cuz. I told you I ain't got time for that, but nigga, today I got time, cuz.
Mm-hmm. Today I got time, cuz.
All right, let me bump you up there. And you're...
Oh, bump me up, yeah.
All right, you're in the game.
All right, I guess...
Yes, ma'am.
Start with the white supremacy?
Shit, that's fun.
That's fun. A neo-Nazi couple sentenced for being part of a terror group.
Is this an update to an old story?
No, this is an entirely new story.
There's a lot of white supremacists out there.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
But I thought it was an update to an old story, because the first sentence, a British neo-Nazi couple named their son after Adolf Hitler. And I was like, wait, we covered a story about some people who named their kid after it. Totally different people. Different fucking continents. These people are in the UK. The last niggas was in America.
But I thought there was one in the UK where they wanted it on a birthday cake. Was that America?
That was a different family.
Fuck.
Right.
Yeah, and like the cake makers didn't want to make it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to... Were they Hitler-phobic? They didn't want to make a gay doll cake?
They were persisting.
Nevertheless, they persisted. Nick. Because when I saw the headline and I didn't have time to read it, I thought, oh, this must be the one from when they, when the black kid was having the birthday party and they circled around him with the trucks.
We already did that follow-up. They got sentenced.
Oh, fuck. We did do that follow-up.
Mm-hmm.
The wine cellar has a history.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see what's happening with this one.
Yeah, so this one is in the UK. Adam Thomas, age 22, and Claudia Patatas, age 38, from Banbury, Oxfordshire, were found guilty of being members of National Action, an extreme white right-wing group that was banned in 2016. Thomas was sentenced to 6 years and 6 months, and Patatas for 5 years. In total, six members of the group were convicted. A friend of the couple, Darren Fletcher, was sentenced to 5 years after admitting he was also a member of the National Action Group. Daniel Bogdanovich, age 27, from Leicester, was sentenced to 6 years and 4 months. Two other men, Joel Wilmore, 24, a cybersecurity worker, and National Action Midlands cell banker, and Nathan Prikey, age 26, a van driver described as the group's security enforcer, were the last members convicted. Wilmore of Stockport, Greater Manchester, and Prikey admitted membership of the banned group prior to trial, along with Fletcher. Prikey was jailed for 5 years, and Wilmore was jailed for 5 years, 10 months. So basically everybody got between 5 and 6 years for being affiliated with this group.
And that's affiliated, but like, do they name, like, these are actions you did while with the group, or is just being with the group illegal?
Both.
Both. Both, yes. Of them?
Both of them. Both, isn't it? Jurors at Birmingham Crown Court heard how Thomas, who was a former Amazon security guard, and Patatas, a wedding photographer, gave their child the middle name Adolf.
Amazon security guard, so like, it's Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, did he have to pee inside his flashlight because he couldn't take breaks?
Probably not.
Nigga, white supremacy won't save you from capitalism, nigga.
I just want to know if he did any, like, grimy bullshit to any, like, non-white coworkers.
Huh? Oh, working like in security, huh?
Yeah. Like, framing niggas up or some shit.
Yeah.
So Thomas, who even has swastika scatter cushions in his home, said the name was given in admiration of the German dictator. The jury also saw photos of Thomas, which if you go to winecellarmedia.com, this is actually the thumbnail, photos of Thomas as he posed with his newborn son while wearing Ku Klux Klan robes.
Whatever. Yeah. I mean, I don't doubt for a second that there were Klan members that joined the military, got in planes, and shot Nazis, came back, and now Klan robes and swastikas are one and the same.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, they had that rift for a minute because, like, the Nazis were still affiliated with socialists. And a lot of, like, KKK guys from the South were, like, on that fucking, like, libertarian, Republican, neo-Confederate shit. So for a minute, they didn't like each other. Like, they always had beef in the United States until pretty recently.
Until one day, somebody was like, hold on. I mean, we both don't like niggers, but what do you think of Jews? Mm-hmm. And they're like, dude, we're Nazis. They're like, holy shit. Match made in heaven. You want to talk about a bromance?
And then they realized when Nazis say socialism, they actually mean helping white people by stealing other people's shit. And they were like, oh my God, that's the way we fucking do capitalism. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Brothers in arms.
Crocialism. I don't know. They'll come up with something.
So the court also heard how Patatas, who moved to the UK from Portugal, told another Action member that, quote, all Jews must be put to death. Thomas once told his partner that all non-whites are intolerable. And the couple, who also wanted to, quote, bring back concentration camps, were found guilty after a 7-week trial. Thomas, who was rejected from joining the army twice, see, these niggas do really be trying to join the army, was also convicted on a majority verdict of having a terrorist manual. The couple had been involved with desecration of war memorials, including one in Warwickshire. Why the fuck is everything in the UK named Shire?
I don't know, but this is what they want to do with their lives?
Yes, they want to fuck up, which is also probably like what? So it was probably like a World War II memorial?
I'm guessing. Ah, shit.
So, right.
And it's like, man, like fucking, how do I say this? This is what they want to do with their lives.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, it's dangerous. It's mm-hmm. dangerous. These people kill people.
Mm-hmm.
These people hurt people. Maim, kidnap, abuse, torture, rape. These people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
They're also sad fucking losers. What is your deal?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Drink. Have you never had a cold beer? Or in Phoenix's case, a malt liquor? Have a cold beer and some sherbet. Think about other shit to do with your life. Hold a baby. Hug a
they
kitten.
They did hold a baby.
You know what? No, they didn't. Oh, they didn't. Nazis don't. I'm making up theories now. Nazis don't hold their babies.
He's literally posing with the baby in the Ku Klux.
Oh, no shit.
No, I didn't. Literally. Literally, they're literally holding the baby in Ku Klux Klan gear.
Holding babies and still want to kill people.
They're holding a baby with a swastika flag.
Oh, the beginning of life. I can't wait for death.
Which is also, well, y'all niggas, please stop saying that it's gonna fucking die out as soon as the old ones die. They're breeding, and they're literally taking baby pictures in Ku Klux Klan robes with swastikas.
And Dylan Roof has fans.
Ugh. So the judge also said that he found their views and actions to be equally extreme. When sentencing Thomas and Patatas, Judge Melbourne Inman said both had a long history of violent and racist beliefs and described the National Action as a group with, quote, horrific aims. These are not idle words, the judge said. The vile regime you and Thomas worship and wish to impose on this country did and would do exactly that. Its aims and objectives are the overthrow of democracy in this country by serious violence and murder, and the imposition of a Nazi-style state that would eradicate whole sections of society by violence and mass murder, the judge added. Yeah.
Okay, you know what? That's kind of ill. So over there, you can be convicted just because you down with them niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for out here, that only counts for Bloods, Crips, GDs, and Vice Lords.
And MS-13.
Fucking MS. The Serenios are bigger than MS-13.
The Suarenos and the Norteños?
I don't know that second one.
The Norteños?
No, oh, yeah, I do. Okay, you said it really fast. Yes. Yeah, they're bigger than MS-13. Hilltop Crip is bigger than MS-13. And Hilltop been gentrified. Nigga.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Man, the fucking Insane Clown Posse. Juggalos. Roll deeper. Than MS-13. I dare MS-13 to roll up on some goddamn Juggalos. And you know Juggalos got nigga affiliation now,
yeah,
via Tech N9ne. Because yeah, now that's Bone Thugs, Tech N9ne and Brother Lynch, and all them niggas is now down with Juggalos too, and that extends to E40. I want to see MS-13 fuck with them. Go ahead.
Did you see the thing about how Juggalo makeup actually fools like facial recognition cameras?
What? How?
Because like, so even if you have on like, you know how like Antifa and shit like mask up, you know?
Yes.
But if like, if you have like, you can see where a person's head starts and stops, you can figure out where their bone structure is like on like some computer digital shit.
No shit.
Yeah. So like, even if you have like the bandana, they can still get like an idea. But apparently with the Juggalo makeup, because it makes like, because they have like a, it makes your, what?
You gotta bring your microphone closer to you.
Ugh.
What? Ah. You could talk louder.
I am talking fine, thank you very much. But so, because the way the Juggalo makeup is, it makes it look like your jawline is in a different place because they have like the thick like black streaks across their face in certain parts.
Oh shit.
So yeah, it actually can fool facial recognition cameras. Just a little fun fact.
All right. You know what? Nah, don't, no one knows. That's actually not the fake news. Fake news.
Fake news. Definitely don't try that next time you go protest. So yeah, just, you know, the more you know.
Outstanding.
It's your neck of the woods.
Harshington.
Washington, as you say. For some reason, the people who live there fucking say it wrong.
You say it wrong.
Washington?
Yeah, where you can go see a nice, cool potato bug. Yes, Washington.
A roly-poly?
Wrong. Wrong.
A roly-poly.
No, you can come sit in the living room and look at the vase.
Niggas hate front rooms.
Living room.
One of two self-professed neo-Nazis from Washington State who were... Ooh, that is a typo. Who were part of a group that allegedly assaulted a black DJ at a bar in Linwood face multiple charges, including harassment and assault.
Wait, I mean, I like Black Mirror too, but you don't actually kill the DJ. All right, that's snarky. Okay.
According to charging documents, Guy Albert Miller III of Tacoma...
Yep.
Faces one count of malicious harassment, one count of harassment, and fourth degree assault. Miller is one of eight people, seven men and one woman, who were arrested over the weekend after police responded to an altercation at the Rec Room Tavern. Do you know that one?
No, no. Because I also, you gotta remember, I left Tacoma before I was old enough to drink, and also, that just went, like, if there was no hip-hop there, I wasn't there. I was in places that would have drinks served, but only if hip-hop was there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, how do you say it? Snohomish?
Yeah.
Snohomish. All right. Snohomish County detectives say the suspect started harassing and eventually assaulted a black man working as a DJ at the Rec Room Tavern early Saturday morning. The DJ said he was approached by a man who ordered him to play heavy metal music. The DJ instead took a smoke break. He said, nah, nigga.
Wait, what did they ask him to play?
Heavy metal.
At what kind of place?
It doesn't really say what kind of place, what the music style would be. I can't tell.
So they were, that was a jumping off point to pop shit. I guarantee it wasn't a heavy metal joint.
I'm sure it wasn't. I'm sure it wasn't.
Matter of fact, because that's not the vibe, because it's Tacoma, right?
Yeah.
That's not the, maybe somewhere in Seattle, that's not the vibe in Tacoma. Tacoma's not heavy metal.
Yeah, I'm
maybe
sure.
Maybe alt rock. At the hardest.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not. When he returned from the smoke break, he was assaulted and targeted with racial slurs. When the group was told to leave, witnesses say the group got violent and started beating up the DJ. An employee at the tavern, who is Asian, was injured as he attempted to help, according to the sheriff's office. While it's unclear whether the attack was premeditated, the sheriff's department spokeswoman Sherry Ireton says the suspects did not hide their hate. She said, quote, specifically, from the person who is from Snohomish County, we've had interactions with him several times. He is listed in our jail registry as a white supremacist. How much did you fuck up that that's literally in your file?
And why don't you just keep him there? Be like bloody England. Or what was it, just UK in general?
Well, that one was England specifically.
That was, be like them. Just keep him there.
The others had tattoos or clothing that would identify them as that, or they straight told patrol deputies. So they fucking say, I'm a fucking Nazi. What? So it was a combination of any of those three things. The person she is referring to is a man from Bothell named Vincent Bradley Nutter. I feel like we've covered this guy before. Yeah, I don't know. I'll look into it. But so, Vincent Bradley Nutter is the guy in... No. I just spilled water on my tablet screen because I am on top of things.
What are you doing?
Drinking water, nigga. What the fuck are you doing?
Man, water's for punks, homie.
Really? I have malt liquor. I can do that later. All right, so where did it go? So Vincent Bradley Nutter, who according to the county was one of the two who posted bail over the weekend and hasn't been back since, Nutter had Crew 38 patches on his jacket and a swastika tattooed on his neck. Well, that does make his affiliations a little obvious. The other assailants, Daniel Woodall of Woodstock, Illinois, had an American Defense skinhead patch and an anti-Antifa patch. Leah Northcraft of Raleigh, North Carolina, had on an Iron Cross shirt and a tattoo of a crossed-out raccoon. Daniel Dorson of Corvallis, Oregon, had a Crew 38 jacket and business card. Randy Smith of Eugene, Oregon, had a swastika ring and a Crew 38 prospect patch, meaning he was a prospect for Crew 38, also known as...
Why?
Oh, I thought you would know that one.
What, Volksfront?
Nope.
All right, Hammerskins?
Hammerskins.
Hammerskins, I do know them. I've heard of them.
Oh, you've only heard of them? You've never had an in-person experience with them?
Nah, Negroes run too fast. He couldn't catch me.
Corey Colwell of Eugene, Oregon also had a Crew 38 patch. Travis Condor of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania had a noose patch and an American Defense skinhead patch. It's also noted that Condor was previously arrested in 2010 for severely beating a homeless man with metal pipes and a baseball bat. The assault took place while he was a soldier at the 82nd Airborne Division in Fort Bragg. Someday we'll take that whole white supremacists are infiltrating police and military seriously. Not today, but someday. A Superior Court hearing is set for December 28th to determine if felony charges can be filed against the group. Authorities believe the suspects were in the area to take part in what white supremacists call Martyrs Day, which marks the day Robert J. Matthews was killed in a shootout with the FBI on Whidbey Island in 1984. Matthews led the domestic terror group called The Order in the mid-1980s.
Yeah, and it looks like there's one where... Mr. Nutter was involved in the same thing, the Martyrs Day business again, but in 2017. So yeah, he's just willing to get arrested for this every year,
and we keep letting him out.
Not we. I don't make any rules. I don't enforce any rules. I'm not involved. Shit, they don't care what I think. Hell, the Electoral College will override what I think. Super delegates will override what I think.
Yeah.
So ain't no we, it's them. 150,000% them.
Yes. Alright. Yeah. Let's see. What else have we got here? Oh, what does it you say about the homophobic, transphobe, anti-abortion Christians? They're what?
They're obsessed with your genitals.
Indeed.
They're always thinking about them. Like, just consider that. Like, if you're near a Christian and they're right wing, because there's like left wing Christians, which I don't know why they're still Christians, but fucking there's left wing Christians. But if you're near a right wing Christian, they're thinking about your genitals. All right. If they assume you're heterophied, they're like, you better be married and having raw sex and either giving or receiving lots of jizz to make babies now. Do it. Jizz, 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 jizz. They are, man.
They are.
Jizzy Christians. Like, jizzy, that's what Christians. They are. And so I'm gonna open up a bar. Call it the Jizzy Christian. You come in and fucking... What?
What's the signature drink gonna be?
Oh, I don't know what. Something to do with the communion. It's gonna have something. I might just call it communion. Fuck it.
Call it drink communion. All right.
Yeah, communion by Jack Daniels and fucking yeah. And if they assume that you're gay, then they're thinking about your genitals again. Like if you're a gay woman, they're like, what, you know, they're like that episode of Will and Grace. It was like bumper cars. What the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? And I can't stop thinking about. If you're cis male and they think you're gay, then they're just like, huh? Put in the booty hole? In the boot? Yeah, like, that's what they're thinking about. They're like, are they chili dogging? Did you fucking clean it out first? Are you chili dogging? That's what Christians are thinking about. And then transgender, their heads explode. What's this story?
Clarksburg, West Virginia. A transgender boy in West Virginia says he was bullied by a school official in a bathroom. Michael Critchfield, age 15, said he just wanted to use the bathroom at Liberty High School.
Yeah, Jesus. No, well, no, not there.
Not there. Not there. Anything named Liberty High School is going to have fucking...
So, Liberty University.
All right, so Michael Critchfield wanted to use the bathroom at Liberty High School before getting on the bus for a band trip. He went to the boys' room and made sure no one was in it, something he'd been doing to avoid conflicts. What should have been a simple trip to the bathroom suddenly turned into a humiliating ordeal when Critchfield's assistant principal allegedly burst in and began to berate and bully the student over his gender identity. Critchfield said, quote, "I saw he was blocking the entrance to the bathroom. He kept raising his voice and saying, 'Why are you in this bathroom? You shouldn't be here.'" Assistant Principal Lee Livingood. That's his
Get the
fucking,
fuck
I swear
out.
To God.
Nigga.
Livengood.
Woo!
Livingood? Livingood?
That is fucking horrible.
You always get to live good every day. You get to be a bigot to someone and make a child cry. So assistant principal Lee Livingood allegedly told Critchfield to come out here and use the urinal to prove he belongs in the boys' bathroom.
Yo, that's dead up sexual harassment. That's dead up sexual harassment. You want to be so damn cis normative? Like, go ahead. You know what? Yo, mm-hmm. You literally said, "Let me see your vagina," to a fucking minor.
Yep.
Dead up and down.
Yep. And then Michael then explained he was assigned female at birth but identified as male.
Which that's AFAB is the acronym.
Yes, yes. Livingood started shouting and said, "If you can't use this urinal, you shouldn't be in here. What if a student said you were checking them out in here?" Because that's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because... transgender obviously means gay.
It does mean gay. Well, it can't mean gay because this person has a vagina. So what, like, what is a 15-year-old boy going to, he's going to go to the principal's office and say, "Someone pretended to be a boy so they could be in the bathroom with me and then looked at my penis."
Oh yeah, and that's like, what 15-year-old boys are going to be mad at. What? Girls sneaking into the bathroom to come check them out. Oh no. Horrible, bad day for all. What are you fucking shitting me? And then also, just follow the logic in the transphobe's mind. They also think, so this is what somebody would really want to do. Mm-hmm. We're assuming cis girl
mm-hmm.
wants to
yes.
sneak into the boys' bathroom, make sure no one's in there, and to check them out.
Yes.
This is where we're going. The transphobe is a... excuse my ableist language, a stupid motherfucker.
But also peep the projection, right? Because what did he do? He came in and said, "Let me see your genitals," and said, "You're in here because you're trying to look at someone's genitals." No, nigga, that was you. That was you.
Prove you're not trying to look at genitals by letting me look at your genitals. Like, no!
What the fuck? Fucking, it has to be exhausting to be a bigot. Like, honestly, I don't know what the fuck these.
It's more exhausting to be a victim. The bigot, it seems exhausting because you know why. Now you're projecting because you're exhausted by trying to figure out what the fuck they're thinking. They're not thinking at all. They're well rested. Shit.
So the confrontation lasted for 3 or 4 minutes, and other students down the hall could hear what was happening. Eventually, a parent chaperone intervened, and Livingood said it was a misunderstanding, but continued to misgender Critchfield.
A misunderstanding? Please continue.
I wasn't trying to be rude or anything. I'm not going to lie, you freak me out.
I'm not trying to be rude. You freak me out.
To a 15-year-old child. Who was trying to pee. That's the whole story. A kid was trying to pee.
Before
in a bathroom by themselves.
And pee for what? Before doing an extracurricular activity because they're an enthusiastic student that wants a future. But I mean, wait till we tell him about climate change. Woo! No, you ain't got no future, little nigga. Just look at California. That's your future.
Critchfield said, I was like breaking down crying from all the stress. I was very anxious and frustrated. He wouldn't let me talk. It was very traumatizing. After the trip, when his mother Caroline to pick him up, Critchfield and several witnesses filled her in on what happened. It's heartbreaking, said Caroline. How could someone who's supposed to be in an administrative position do something like this? It made me sick to my stomach. Harrison County Schools has not responded to the letter, but district officials apologized to the family and promised there will be an investigation.
All right, investigate themselves.
That's the last they heard from the school district, and that was 2 months ago. Huh. Critchfield just said, I want to feel safe and welcome in my school. I will say, however, and, you know, I'm not going to lie, I'm judging because it's fucking West Virginia. I was happy to hear that other students and other parents were standing up for this kid, though. So there's at least that, like that little fucking glimmer.
All right, I can dig it.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, I guarantee you if it was Sanders in the general, West Virginia would have went for Sanders.
No.
Folks like that,
they don't like him.
But they don't like flashy asses like Trump or Stiltskin. Remember, they also keep voting in Joe Manchin.
They do.
Yeah. So they're okay with a D by your name.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. All right, what in the holy hell damn... You know what? I kind of want to center the episode around that. That one's getting the title.
Yeah.
Wherever you have that, I might just mimic whatever title they have.
Have it on the website.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's the title story to me. Like, that, you know...
Yeah, on the website it actually says, school official bullied trans student demanded student urinate in front of him.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, I mean, it's not clickbait. That's what the fuck happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, because I don't like that shit, man. Like, let these fucking kids live, man. All right, what's happening?
Amazon.
Ah, Jesus fucking Christ. Amazon.
It's on some Big Brother shit.
What is it?
Amazon to sell facial recognition technology to help police harass pedestrians.
Yeah?
Yes.
Why? What for?
According to the ACLU,
uh-huh.
A patent application from Amazon that became public would pair face surveillance like recognition, the product that the company is aggressively marketing to police and immigration customs enforcement, with Ring, a doorbell camera company that Amazon bought earlier this year. While the details are sketchy, the application describes a system that police can use to match faces of people walking via doorbell camera with a photo database of persons they deem suspicious.
You know.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
You know, they probably thought he was asking for a kiss when George Orwell's last words were, Bezos. Bezos.
Likewise, homeowners can add photos of suspicious people into the system, and then the doorbell's facial recognition program will scan anyone passing their home. In either case, if a match occurs, the person's face can be automatically sent to law enforcement, and the police should arrive in a few minutes.
Woo! Yo, I'm telling you right now, on some level, like, you know where my brain first went was, oh, great, you can add extra technology to your gentrification. But then I'm also like, fucking Mormons.
Oh. Yes. Actually, my first thought was like, so Jeff Bezos saw all these Permit Patty and Corner Store Carolina and whatever and said, hold my beer.
Yeah, and now they can do it without having to interact, so the people won't even know they're doing it to them.
Yep.
So they can just stand back.
Yep.
Which means black people preemptively do it first. You know, and these are your code words. Has that meth vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, this is definitely going to aid gentrification. Definitely going to get more people killed by cops. Definitely. Especially black people. Definitely going to get people falsely accused of committing crimes and arrested for shit they didn't do. Because you know the facial recognition shit doesn't really work for black people.
Yo, and you know over the next 2 decades, there's going to be more gentrification than what we've previously seen, like you and I growing up.
Yeah.
Because people that can afford to live on coasts have to move away from sea level rise.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to see these nice old Victorian houses in these neighborhoods, be like, that's not a duplex. That's just my house now.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, you know, very 1984-ish. It's also like, I mean, no, this is just going to get people killed. And white people, like those white people, you know the ones.
Oh.
Are like, oh, this is a fantastic thing. I feel safer. Like, the person who made that report suspicious activity app.
Yeah.
That it's a sketchy neighborhood app is going to buy this shit. And, yeah, but no, that's the thing, is because a lot of this, like, technological shit is made by white people, in particular white men, so it's based on reading them, so it's not as effective when it comes to reading black people's faces, which means, well, you were on camera, maybe, so we're going to charge you with a crime. So, oh, there was a robbery? We think it was you. Good enough. So also increasing the prison population, but I'm sure Amazon doesn't use prison labor or anything like that and has absolutely no benefit here.
So they literally just fucking programmed probable cause.
Yeah.
So it actually is a legitimate arrest.
Yep.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck this story, man.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's horrible. Also the patent application suggests that Amazon has no plans to stop at identifying people based on their faces. The company anticipates targeting an arsenal of other biometrics, including fingerprints, skin texture analysis, DNA, palm vein analysis, hand geometry, iris recognition, odor scent recognition, and behavioral characteristics such as typing rhythm, gait, and voice recognition.
Now, if Alex Jones actually was a conspiracy theorist worried about shit coming to take your rights and surveil you, mm-hmm. which he's not. Alex Jones is a professional broadcaster and business person.
Yes.
But if he was, he'd be all over this shit day in and day the fuck out.
Yep.
But he's not. And he never was. Alex Jones, I can't even call him a sellout because he never had any integrity to sell out.
Yeah.
All right.
Agreed. But yeah, so it's just that's going on. It's going to be bad, really. What else do I have? Where are we at with time?
Oh, ma'am. Come on. We're supposed to just feel it. You cheating. Just
feel it.
Yeah, you know, I'm not even going to tell you. Just feel it.
Really?
Just feel the time. And also, it's all right to cut. We're trying to get to the end of this year.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're trying to make it, man. Fucking, all right. It's the 11 fucking days, man.
Yeah. So this is a Illinois story, mostly a Chicago story.
Allegedly.
So a new report finds that the names of 500 priests accused of sexual abuse were never actually released to the public. 500 in Illinois. Yay.
That's only one fuck state.
Mm-hmm. And Illinois only did this fucking, study because of the shit that went down in Pennsylvania.
Fuck, what was that?
Basically the same kind of shit where somebody actually went back and was like going through all the records and like, y'all do realize you didn't report all these allegations of sexual abuse, right? And they're like, because I remember one of the cases was like a 15-year-old girl who got pregnant by a priest, but you know.
Mm-hmm. Wait, for some reason, what you said priest, my ear heard police.
Oh, yeah, priest.
Okay, and you know what? This is the sad thing. That makes the number seem so much less surprising.
Oh, well.
That's cold shit, man.
Yeah.
So I think, I grew up with that, like, just being common knowledge because I started watching stand-up comedians with my biological mother at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of comedy was really popping in New York and San Francisco at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you got all these New York comedians that have a Catholic background constantly mixing in this shit about these Catholic priests.
Yeah.
So it's just been common knowledge to me, just like, that's what Catholics do.
I think it's been common knowledge, but it's, like, the church was able to spin it that it was, like, a very small minority of priests. Like, it was, like, this one priest in the diocese, but, it's like, the whole diocese. Like, no.
Nope. Yes, all priests.
Ugh. So, Chicago, Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan on Wednesday issued a blistering report about clergy sexual abuse, saying that the Catholic diocese in Illinois had not released the names of at least 500 clergy members accused of sexually abusing children. The preliminary report found that the church's six archdioceses in Illinois have done a woefully inadequate job of investigating allegations, and in some cases did not investigate them at all. No fucking kidding. Really. Oh, that's booty. All right, hold on. My thing just reloaded here. Give me a second.
Ha.
Oh, you think that's funny?
It just reloaded.
You think it's funny?
That's what you claim.
Oh, cool. I love stupid bullshit like this.
This show is fucked up.
So the report said that accusations have been leveled against 690 priests, while Catholic officials have only publicly identified 185 with credible allegations against them. The report also noted in many cases, nobody informed the state's child welfare agency. This determination is part of a preliminary report made public Wednesday by Madigan's office, which has been investigating Catholic clergy sexual abuse of minors following revelations during a summer of widespread abuse and cover-ups by Catholic officials in Pennsylvania. The report was critical of the six Catholic dioceses that govern parishes across Illinois for the lack of transparency and flawed investigations. Although the report says, quote, clergy sexual abuse of minors in Illinois is significantly more extensive than the Illinois diocese previously reported, it does not estimate how many allegations against the 690 clergy should have been deemed credible. And some of the allegations go back decades. We think that's what, almost 700 priests, and assuming that, as we say in the wine cellar, all rapists are serial rapists.
Woo!
So if it was, what, 3 to 5 victims per, that's like easily 3,000 victims.
Wait, so they're saying 3 to 5.
I'm guessing 3. That's just my guess. But it could be like Cosby numbers too.
Yeah, because fucking, I mean, priests, that's like a forever job. So yeah. When a motherfucker's like 50 years old, yeah. Started in their 20s.
Yeah.
3 to 5, my ass.
Yeah, 3 to 5 every year, maybe.
Every year?
Yeah.
Also, my ass.
Okay.
Big numbers. Big numbers.
The report notes that the Illinois diocese have, quote, lost sight of both a key tenet of policies laid out in the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, as well as the most obvious need, and as a result of these abhorrent acts of abuse, the healing and reconciliation of survivors. You can't lose sight of the healing and reconciliation of survivors if you were never looking at that as a possible outcome in the first fucking place. You cannot lose that which you did not have. This is another quote from the report. Long after legal remedies have expired, the Catholic Church has the ability and more responsibility to survivors to offer more support services and take swift actions to remove abusive clergy, according to the report. Illinois church leaders expressed regret about the abuse, okay, but pointed to steps they have taken to address what has become an international crisis. Chicago's Archbishop Cardinal Blaise Supich said in a statement that although he regretted our failures to address the scourge of clerical sexual abuse, the Archdiocese has been a leader in dealing with the issue. How the fuck do you lead it? Yeah, I guess it's easy to be a leader in the issue when no one else is doing a fucking thing about it. Hey, we did one thing. We're leading, guys. So they have a new policy since 2002 that includes reporting all allegations of child sexual abuse to civil authorities. That's a fucking lie, because y'all aren't doing that, though. The Springfield Diocese said that it reviewed paper files of clergy dating to its 1923 founding and provided Madigan's office with documentation of each instance of abuse, regardless of whether it was deemed credible. So, that's the thing, though. Right, so they had this shit since 1923, and they're like, we didn't tell anybody until last week, though.
1920. That's like before fucking Trump
was born. Depression.
Before the Great Depression.
Like, what the fuck?
1923.
Yeah. Like, the kids that the priests were raping in 1923 went on to go fight Nazis and died on fucking D-Day.
1923. That's when you went to jail if you didn't kill a nigger.
What the hell?
1923.
The people who were born slaves were still alive.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
What the fuck?
I had to process that sentence.
Yeah.
They just been sitting on it. And then they said, oh, looks like God's hand is heating the planet and raising the oceans. Looks like it's about over now. Let's release it.
And of course, I just want to know, just based on like statute of limitations and things like that, how many of these are even prosecutable cases anymore?
Yeah, you see, man, there's no justice.
The Diocese of Joliet said in a statement that it took steps such as establishing in 1993 a review committee made up of people from law enforcement, social service agencies, and others to investigate allegations of sexual abuse. How many? I just want to know how many investigations they've had since 1993.
Actually, you know what? Who knows anybody that still gets up, goes to a, I want to say specifically a white Catholic church.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know about this. Well, because, like, you know, a lot of folks I interact with daily are from Mexico.
Yeah.
I don't know if their Catholic churches are doing that. I don't know.
Just based on demographics out here, probably, but that's because a lot of the priests out here are bilingual, or they'll have like two or three priests, and then like white people have their own service, and then Spanish speaking people have their own service.
Oh, fuck.
But they're like, it's in the same church, like, you know what I mean?
Okay, so I gotta look at my coworkers sideways, fuck, if they go to church.
Yeah.
Because anybody who gets up and goes to a Catholic church and puts money in the motherfucking offering plate is paying for lawyers and paying to shuffle priests around. Mm-hmm. And every time, if you know anyone that's Catholic, every time you see him, ask him, why do you do that?
And you know the wildest thing to me? Like, the one priest who's actually, like, super into social justice, and a huge portion of his congregation is actually black, is constantly in trouble with the diocese. Like, they're always yelling at this nigga. I'm like, this is the nigga who's fucking fighting for, doing what the rest of y'all are supposed to be doing. Like, he's out here fucking fighting for immigrants. He's fucking fighting, you know, for living wages. He's like in the fucking LGBT, that's Father Michael Flager. He's in like the fucking LGBT parades and shit, and always fucking getting in trouble. Like, they've like you need to, like, they've given him like a mandatory vacation time, like, repeatedly and shit like that. And like, meanwhile, y'all niggas out here, yeah, we've had files since 1923, but, you know, we just didn't tell anyone.
That's because he's not doing what he's supposed to do. That's the thing. He's doing what you're supposed to do if you have a mind for justice. I don't even know why he's playing Catholic. He's probably a closet atheist.
Honestly, he might be.
Probably listens to this podcast. Sometimes we get a fucking anonymous donation, and we're just like, oh, that's going to pay a bill. Who sent that?
Thank you, Father Flager.
And it just says, mind your fucking business on it.
So Madigan said her office's finding make it clear that notifying authorities is critical, and pointing to instances when dioceses use personal information about people to discredit them and help conclude accusations weren't credible. The preliminary stages of this investigation have already demonstrated that the Catholic Church cannot police itself, she said. We've been knowing that since, like, the 1200s. Come on now.
Yeah. It's hard to cover these Catholic Church stories for me. It is, because I super expect it.
I think I'm just, like, at a point where I'm like, I don't know how many more of these we have to cover before y'all stop going to church. Stop it.
And it's like,
I don't care if you believe in God, but literally, like, you're bankrolling these operations. That's like these niggas who get in this whole fucking, like, prosperity gospel. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
And you're also taking your kids there.
Right. And you know what?
It's a fucking cult.
It is. And, you know, I had oldest child in Catholic school for a while. And I remember, because they were starting to do a bunch of, implementing these policies because of the sex abuse scandals. And people were mad because one of the things that they were doing was starting sex ed earlier so that kids would have language about anatomy and body parts and things, so that if something did happen, they had the verbiage to be like, this person did, you know, whatever. Like, this person inappropriately touched my penis, or this person, you know, was touching my vagina, or like, whatever. And people were mad, like, parents were mad. They're like, don't tell our kids those words. Don't give our kids sex ed. And I'm like, the middle of a fucking scandal about priests raping kids, and y'all like, don't tell our kids how to say penis and vagina. That's your fucking concern right now?
They prefer out of sight, out of mind.
Shit. And that's why Catholic people grew up to have weird guilt and problems. Ugh.
Yeah, if I don't know what's happening, it's not happening.
Wild.
All right, I'm still centering this episode around the little trans kid.
Yes.
This episode is about that.
Yes.
All right. And for me, I'm tying it off.
Okay.
It's in the can.
It's in the can.
Had to bust my ass at work. I had to deal with the sadness of the constantly attempted, performed, and failed masculinity by systemically impoverished black men.
Oh.
And I get to see it on display so well at my job. These systemically impoverished black men in and out of juvie and whatnot, not given access to, what you would call good education or useful information.
Mm-hmm.
And then shuffled in the prison system. And when they get out, they can't get a job, and they go to these temp agencies and then they come and work in factories where I work. Like, we're full-time with the company, with the factory, but they lease out these temps each day. And the sad thing, because it's like, in patriarchy, these guys are taller than me. They're bigger than, their arms and shoulders and shit are bigger than mine.
Right.
They probably have enough hand-to-hand combat experience that they can kick the shit out of me if we had a hand-to-hand combat altercation. And sometimes, like, those moments, like one of them today, he tried to use a piece of equipment that he's not certified to use. And when I'm like, oh, no, we have to have a certification to use that. And the look on his face when he let it go, like this real interesting combination of sadness and anger.
Right.
Where it's like he's fucking sad that he doesn't get to, as a man in patriarchy, around other men using machines, he doesn't get to use the machine. He just has to open up bags of candy. While the other men are using machines. So, like, I'm using the word feels here. He feels shut out from masculinity and manhood. But then there's also that anger side where it's like, this little high-pitched voice motherfucker telling me I can't use the machine when I'm the real man. But he also knows he can show that a little bit, but he can't really act on it because bills are due.
Right.
And he needs these fucking day labor temp jobs. Yeah, the attempted performed masculinity of systemically impoverished black men is something I've been analyzing ever since I started this machine work at this factory. It's very interesting. I'm leaving it vague and open there with the word interesting. All right, that's your wine cellar, your free thought Thursday. Wait, Vincent, did you have a thought on that?
On the masculinity thing?
Yeah. Or?
Oh, I think that is that sort of catch-22 of the whole patriarchy thing, right? Because it's like, because we're like, yeah, patriarchy hurts men, but then it's like men get mad and hurt because they can't hit patriarchal standards, but then also by performing masculinity, the patriarchal standards are so fucking absurdly high, most men can't hit them. It's like, I mean, it's, I don't know, it's the closest thing I guess I could come to like a female equivalent is like fashion magazines or like watching celebrities. Like, normal women don't look like that. That's airbrushing and lighting. Normal women don't look like that, right? How, you know, but yet women will be like, if I die, if I go on a diet, or if I just dye my hair, or I get this new makeup, and it's like, you're still not gonna look how this professional model who with professional lighting and makeup and hair looks on a cover. Like, that is not how real women look, you know. It's the same thing with this patriarchy shit. That's not how real men behave, and I know real men, but it's just, like, you're setting yourself up for failure by being obsessed with these rigid gender roles, because that's how you define your self-worth, but you're setting yourself up for failure because you will never have enough self-worth to win at this game. Like, the game is rigged. You can't win. It's like capitalism. You can't win. Like, but people keep trying. And no, it's gay to stop doing these gender roles that are making me feel rage and incompetent and feel bad about myself. But I'm not going to stop doing it because I might win next time. It's like, you're not going to win. You can't. It's made, like, so people can't win. You can bootstrap all you want. You're not going to fucking win. Like, that's how the game is designed, my friend.
Yeah. And again, it does fuck him up when fucking me coming out. And I have a real, like, folks hear me on the program and, like, I'm very close to the microphone. I have to yell. I'm in a fucking machine room with 6 machines downstairs, 6 machines upstairs, a feeder machine, and sometimes a large vacuum machine to suck dust out of all the machines. It's loud. I have to yell. So I'm like, you know, let's say his name is Steve. Steve! We have to have a certification to use that! Like, I have a really high-pitched voice. I'm really squealy. Like, motherfuckers call Hillary Clinton shrill. I'm shrill.
Yeah.
Shit. Hillary Clinton sound like Barry White, nigga. I'm shrill. All right. That's your fucking wine cellar. All right, Hold the wine cellar down, keep the wine cellar up.
Keep the wine cellar up.
Right? It's in the homie Patty Loco was one of the most recent subscribers.
Thank you.
Patty Loco just amuses me to all hell. I can't get over the wine cellar lady and wine cellar man thing. Like, we need costumes for that.
Is that next year's Halloween costume? Wine cellar lady and wine cellar man?
Man, nigga, we grown. We don't have to wait till Halloween. We can do that shit whenever. We can play dress up whenever we want.
Shit. What does Wine Cellar Man look like?
Wine Cellar Man?
Yeah.
He definitely wears that fucking fedora looking thing that I got at that resale shop. I don't know. It's a derby, fedora, trilby. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Okay.
It's a hat.
Uh-huh.
He definitely wears that. He wears that fucking jacket I recently got at the Goodwill for like $250.
Yes.
Nigga, we know how to be poor, nigga.
I still can't find my other hat. My cloche hat.
Cloche.
The one you said it makes me look like a detective.
Fuck, I thought I saw it, but I was thinking of a different hat.
Oh, yeah, I can't. I actually had two. I can't find either one of them.
Maybe it's in the basement.
Maybe.
Basement. Mm. All right. So, yes, and you can help us afford to get more shit at Goodwill and resale shops, because I think the newest clothes we got was, like, the stretch pants, because I fucking got bleach on your old ones. And
yes.
I had to get you another pair of stretch pants. It's like the newest shit in here. All right. PayPal.me/Phoenix and William. Patreon.com/Wine Cellar Media Fund. Please, nigga, be as safe as possible wherever you are.
Oh. And Gregory wants to hear Ice Ice Becky. You have to send him a link to that. Somewhere.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I don't have it immediately available. Wait, it's on the Becky Lives Matter page.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, the video. He can look at the video.
Shit. All right, I'll look.
Yeah, that. Yeah. So we'll link Gregory Loco from the Twitters up with that. All right.
I just found out that nigga was in the Peace Corps.
Well, yeah.
Fucking hippies.
Motherfuckers full of peace to the core. Thought you knew, nigga.
Fucking hippies.
Well, whenever somebody's eating a peach, he's like, "Hey, I want a piece of the core." That's his thing.
No.
Oh, no. Peaches have pits. God damn it. It was apples. Apples have cores. I fucked up. All right. That's the wine cellar. I'm out of here.